The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, we are the Telstars Rock and Roll Show Band, and you are listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Donna Chicky with Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Telstars Rock and Roll Show Band have entered the contest of Battle of the Bands scheduled for December 29th in Collingwood. The Telstars Rock and Roll Show Band is fast becoming a household name in Wasaga Beach with a five-piece band that will bring you back to the 1950s and 60s era of your 57 Chevy, ducktail haircut, and poodle skirts. A busy year is already underway for the show band with their upcoming dates scheduled at Marwood Golf and Country Club on January 21st, February 12th, March 25th, and April 22nd. Joining me today on Beach Corner is Debbie Renee, lead singer Frankie D, and drummer Ricky, who will share their passion for rock and roll and upcoming Battle of the Bands competition. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Josh Palace, Recreation Coordinator for the town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. The Telstars Rock and Roll Show Band is fast becoming a household name in Wasaga Beach with their five-piece band that will bring you back to the 1950s and the 1960s era of your 57 Chevy, ducktail haircut, and poodle skirts. Telstars Rock and Roll Show Band recently performed at the Marwood Golf and Country Club and have since entered the contest of Battle of the Bands scheduled for December the 29th in Collingwood. Joining me today on Beach Corner is Debbie Renee, lead singer Frankie D, and Ricky. Nice to see you again.
Hi
Diana.
See you too,
Diana.
How are you, Dan?
So the Telstars have had a busy year, and dates have been scheduled at Marwood Golf and Country Club for 2017 on January 21st, February the 12th, March 25th, and April 22nd. What can we expect at this upcoming shows?
A lot of fun. We love to have fun. We love to watch you having fun. We're going to have rock and roll music for everybody. And if you don't want to dance, you can just sit right back, have a couple of drinks, and watch the show.
And, of course, listening to the music.
Of course, the music. Of course. That's what you're there for.
The music is
so
the most important thing.
How much are the tickets?
Well, the tickets for each single dance is $20.
Okay.
But we came up with the Telstars Rock and Roll Passport, which is for all four dances. So instead of paying $20 a dance, you can buy the Rock and Roll Passport for $60, and you get to go to all four dances. So there's a super savings of $20, mm-hmm. which means you're getting each dance for $15.
Nice.
Plus, we're adding in there a snack with some pizza slices or a roast beef sandwich. All for $15.
Wow, that's amazing. So where can you purchase these tickets?
For me.
Okay, me? This is Debbie. Where, Debbie?
You can go on our website, www.telstarsrockandrollband.com, and all my contact information's on there.
Perfect. So would you attest to the success of your shows?
Well, you want to take that one over, Frank?
Frankie?
Yeah, sure. For me, it's playing with a great bunch of musicians, first of all. We got great leadership here, and we got with Debbie doing the promotions. I think we're doing pretty good.
We got a bunch of nice guys.
Yeah,
nice team.
Yeah, we get along really well.
So, where did you get the inspiration to name the band the Telstars Rock and Roll Show Band?
That'll be me.
That'll be Debbie again.
So, where did you get the idea, the concept?
Well, from sitting in my backyard looking at the stars. I love the stars, and I just wanted to have something with stars in it, and we are a rock and roll band. We love rock and roll music, and we're a show band, taking us back to the look from the older generation with the Supremes and the Temptations, where they all wear the same costumes, the same shoes, and that's why we're the Telstars Rock and Roll Show Band. Yeah.
So you have since entered the contest of Battle of the Bands. How's it going?
Well, it's going pretty good so far, guys. Wouldn't you think so?
Yeah.
We're up there.
We're up there in votes.
I think we're doing pretty good. Yeah.
Thanks to the fans.
Thanks to the fans. Yeah.
Keep voting.
Keep voting for us. Yes.
Yeah. Our fans are fantastic. Yeah, they just keep voting for us. We keep doing it, though, guys. We don't want you to stop.
So what is the deadline to cast your vote?
It's December 5. Okay. You can vote once a day. It's every 24 hours up to December 5.
Wow.
And they can see the link on our Facebook.
Oh, there's a meter on there. Our link is on. Oh, yeah. We're going to put the link on Facebook every day. So you guys can just go into our Facebook, click on the link, and vote every day.
Not only that, but if we end up getting there, you can come and party with the Telstars all night long.
Sounds good to me.
Very nice. Well, joining me today are the Telstars Rock and Roll Show Band. You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com.
Is your new or existing business looking for recognition in Wasaga Beach? Beach Booster Group is your one-stop shop for all things local, all things promotional. Beach Booster will succeed in creating a complete local promotional package that can include high-profile outdoor, print, and radio promotion of your business and services. Beach Booster's community events offer additional opportunity for visible participation of your company in the Wasaga Beach area. Beach Booster Promotions also specializes in all types of promotional products and apparel to help you create your local and professional profile. Contact us at info@beachbooster.com or call 705-241-9762. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com with my guests, Debbie, Renee, Frankie, and Ricky from the Telstars Rock and Roll Show Band. So, Battle of the Band's final show is taking place December the 29th in Collingwood. How do you feel about this competition?
We're very excited, actually.
Very excited. We can't wait, actually. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And are you preparing for this particular competition in particular? What are you doing?
Some of the songs that we want to do.
Yeah, we selected the songs we're going to play.
Preparing.
But, you know, we've been, lately, I mean, thanks to our fans, that we've been actually busy. So us being busy, we're sort of like rehearsing at the same time we're performing. So I think we got it pretty well together. We're just going to go in with what we got and just do our best. Try to do our best.
I think they're going to ask us for 5 songs, and then from the 8 bands that are going to be there. And then the final, I think it goes down to 3 bands. And then they're going to ask us to do one last song. So we got to make that song the best one.
I think we'll be ready.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So when you look back at 2016, what are some of your fondest memories?
Well,
I mean, you guys have done a lot this past year.
Bobby, yeah.
I think the Wasaga Beach Film Festival was probably fantastic. It was fantastic for us. And to be able to perform on the same stage with the late Bobby Cotola was fantastic. To meet him was fabulous.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
We had
a lot
of fun. It was amazing.
And thanks to you, too, for inviting us.
Oh, my pleasure. I had the pleasure of meeting you guys, and hey, why not? You really started the show. So, do you plan to record an album in the near future?
I think so. Don't you think so, Frankie?
We talked about it.
Frankie's got a lot of material in the vault, so we're trying to convince him to get it out.
Nice.
Well, the thing is, I mean, everybody thinks maybe now up to this point, everybody thinks that we do this for a living, but we do have lives, we do have other jobs.
It's time.
Yeah, it's the time is getting into the studio, making time to do this. We're going to take it slow. I mean, we like to do it at least before the end of this year or the beginning of next year. At least have 2 songs. Like, we're going to try to do something like a 45, like the old days, a 45 on a vinyl.
Oh, wow.
You know, I mean, we are a rock and roll band.
Or 50s and 60s.
That's right. We are a rock and roll 50s and 60s tribute band, so we like to try to keep it all in that sort of genre. So we even want to make the 45 like they used to, like the back, the side one and side two.
That is
so
really
we're working
cool.
on that. I think we'll probably be able to do something by the end of next year.
And I believe the vinyls are coming back, aren't they?
The vinyls are really big now. The vinyls is big. You can buy them in any store, record store.
That's correct.
Everything old is new again.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So Frankie D, tell us about some of the tribute artists you perform.
Oh boy. Well, I guess the one I guess most requested for is, of course, Elvis. That's the one. But I also do Tom Jones. I like Tom Jones. Mm-hmm. I just do a little bit of Elvis. I did say Elvis, but I do a little bit of Engelbert. And there's also a lot of the old rock and rollers that I like too, that I do. But to cram all those in is pretty hard. And all those personalities want to come out. Sometimes we fight with each other. Elvis fights with Tom Jones, and Tom Jones fights with Engelbert, and I have to keep them all in control. You guys, you can't all come out at once. So you got to stay in there one by one.
Now, you also participate at the head-to-head battles at the 2016 Collingwood Elvis Festival, where you were battling against Mark Craig. How was that experience?
That was good. It was fun. I mean, it was fun. But I'm no stranger to competition. I've been performing at the Elvis Collingwood Festival for years now. And, you know, it's a competition there. This was in a small little restaurant. I think they just threw it. They might have thrown this in just to experiment to see if something fresh to the Elvis Festival. And it was great. It was fun. I had a lot of fun. It's always fun.
It's always fun.
It's always fun. It's always fun to be able to do the stuff that you like to do. And what I like to do is sing Elvis songs. And that's what gives me the opportunity to sing those Elvis songs.
So what do you like most about this Collingwood Elvis Festival?
Well, I like it. I like the fact that we're able to. I mean, the way they have it set up at this Elvis Festival is that here's us tribute artists. We always dream about being able to do a show like a Vegas type show. So the Elvis Festival gives us the opportunity to do a Vegas live show in front of 1,000 people, and with the setup like you're doing a big show. And for me, I'm just a singer that started out singing in a basement. And to be able to go to this festival and be able to do a show like I'm in Vegas, and it's a competition, there's a possibility of maybe winning some money, it's fantastic.
Nice.
So, having said that, any show anecdotes from the Telestars Rock and Roll Show Band you'd like to share with our audience?
Oh, I got one. When we were on the Telstar bus. We were going...
Bob Cajun.
We were Bob Cajun. And we were on the bus. Fans, too. Everybody came up. We had a nice group of people come up. And we decided to put in a CD from the Telstars. So I was walking up the bus, and I went to give the driver the CD.
I remember.
And she put it into play and started playing it. And I was on my way back to sit down. Everybody started singing to the CD, our music, our Telstar music. And you know those poles in the buses that you hang on to? Mm-hmm. So I'm walking towards my seat, and the bus shakes.
He hit a bump
or something. And I grabbed this pole, and then, I don't know, but the bus went sideways, and I went around the pole. And everybody pole dancer. So we're all laughing and singing the Telstar songs. I'm going back, and one of our fans says, "Oh, that's my turn now. I can do better than that." So she gets up there and she starts pole dancing. So all the ladies started doing pole dancing on the bus, singing to the Telstar songs. We had such a hoot.
Quite the experience.
It was a nice trip. Nice road trip.
So how's the chemistry between the band members?
Unique. Yeah. Can you say?
I think it's fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah.
I think we all get along really well.
How about you, Ricky?
A lot of respect for one another.
Nice. That's
and we have a lot of things in common. We like to have fun. We like to eat and be together. And it always involves eating somehow. We're always in
eating and drinking.
It's always around.
Every time we're together, we have a lot of laughs.
Yeah. We're like family. Yeah.
Better than family. Sometimes better than family, yeah.
So how do you stay motivated?
Easy. We love it.
You love it?
Well, I think we stay motivated because playing the music and watching the fans get up and dance. I mean, that motivates us to do better because we see that they're enjoying it, so we're enjoying it, and it's like rubbing off one another, and everybody's having a good time.
And then what? I look behind me and I see our drummer Ricky with a big smile on his face, and I cannot help but
You see him having a good time.
He has a great time.
But how can you not be smiling when you see everybody having so much fun?
There you go. So that kind of pumps us up when he's always got that big smile on his face.
The happy band here, the Telestars Rock and Roll Show Band. So where can we find more information?
www.telestarsrockandrollband.com. And please request us on Facebook and join our family.
Excellent. For sure. Well, thank you, Debbie, Renee, Frankie, and Ricky for being my guests and wishing you all the best of success with the upcoming Battle of the Bands.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you very much, Diana.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, I'm Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Debbie, Renee, Frankie D, and Ricky for being my guests and wishing them best of luck with the upcoming Battle of the Bands on December the 29th in Collingwood. For more information and concert dates, visit TelestarsRockAndRollBand.com. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Donna Chickie. Beach Corner now available on podcasts with a new weekly show anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner's a regular feature in Beach Booster Publication. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.